I'm living out in L.A. now. It kind of sucks. Every time my car gets dirty, someone writes "wash me" on the side of my car. Do me a big favor. Don't ever touch my car. Finally found out who it is. My landlady. She's like 600 pounds, this lady. Crouched behind my car. "Wash me." I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She goes, "Ah, you're not going to rape me, are you?" I said, "Gee, I don't see how." I don't know who I'm insulting here. She goes, "Well, your car's dirty." I said, "Well, you're fat." "But I'm not carving trim me on your stomach." Let's submerge into another bit real quick. I'm sorry, folks. A little tired, staying over here at the hotel. Somebody help me. Quit knocking on that fucking door. Well, when I had the chain on the door and they sit there for 5 minutes going, "Someone in there?" No, I hung the chain on the door and then leapt out of the window. So bummed I didn't have fresh towels at dawn, you fucking idiot. You ever have just walk in your room with a pass key while you're in it, do not disturb on the door, housekeeping just strolls right in? I'm sitting there going, "Hey, hey! Yeah, I need fresh towels, quick!" I'm just trying to fill my contractual time at this point. How much longer until my contractual time is over?
2 hours.
2 hours. Oh. Remember kindergarten? Oh, folks, are there any questions? How long have I been doing comedy? This is my second show. I've never done. You should have seen the first crowd. They fucking hated me. You guys have been a treat. You've encouraged me to go on. Really? I'm gonna keep trying this. I just walked off the street and said, "Hey, I'm a comic. Didn't show up. You want to try it?" Fuck. All right. And anyway, here I am. Good night, folks. You know. But this whole abortion thing, I'll cover this and we'll get out of here and I'll say goodnight and pretend none of this ever happened somehow. This sanctity of life idea people have, this fantasy. Childbirth. Oh, it's such a miracle. Childbirth is such a miracle. No, it's not. No more a miracle than eating food and a turd coming out of your ass. It's a chemical reaction. You know what a miracle is? Raising a kid who doesn't talk at a fucking movie theater. All right, there. There's a goddamn miracle. All right, this is going to fly like a fucking stealth bomber, this one. You're not even going to see it. That's how stealthy this bit is. You're going to hear... What's that? It's my new stealth humor. Your radar cannot detect it. New from NASA. If it were a miracle to have a child, then not every 9 months any yin-yang in the world could drop a litter of these mewling cabbages on the planet. And in case you have not checked the single mom statistics, good night, folks, the single mom statistics lately, the miracle is spreading like fucking wildfire. Trailer parks all over America filling up with little miracles. Thunk. Thunk. Like frogs laying eggs. Thunk. Look at all my little miracles. Thunk. Filling up my trailer like a sardine can. Look at that. You know it'd be a real miracle if I could remember your daddy's name. Thunk. I guess I'll have to call you Trucker Junior. That's all I remember about your daddy was his fuzzy little pot belly riding on top of me, shooting his caffeine-ridden semen into my belly to produce my little waterhead miracle baby child. Yeah, we'll work for food. Well, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? Anyway... Weird concept, you know? Yeah, that's how you do it. You work, you get paid, you buy food. Get the fuck away from me. I hate these. Homeless, they're bums. Very idea they want me to just give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. Fuck. You leech, get a job. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. Maybe I was just raised differently. Well, I didn't explain this to you when you were growing up, but if you were, you get paid, and you go buy food. Another thing, too, is people that fucking panhandle money to buy drugs. Let me tell you something. When I did drugs, I worked and bought my own fucking drugs. Who are this younger generation buying fucking drugs with other people's money? What's happened to our values? I worked for my drugs. Hey.